Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Robin is an intuitive, spiritual consultant, and past life regression specialist based in Seattle, Washington. As The Practical Intuitive, she explores life on our conscious, evolving planet, our mother. It's all here, from how the world really works to intuition, the human-animal bond, mediumship, clearing space with space cooperating, and spirituality. It's Robin Fritz, The Practical Intuitive, helping you master body, mind, and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to The Practical Intuitive. My name is Robin Fritz, and I'm thrilled to be back here with you again. It's been a year and a half since my last radio show with Om Times, and I don't know if I'd say it's necessary that I took a year and a half and was basically silent, but that's how it happened. So today I want to talk with you about what I'm doing different on my show this time, why I'm doing it that way, and what it means to you and to me and to all of us, because we are all here together on this gorgeous, amazing planet. We all have work to do, and we have a lot of work to do together, and that's what I want to talk with you about. So welcome again. My name is Robin Fritz, and I really emphasize the practical part of being intuitive and being a healer. And so I'm going to talk about that in this show and upcoming shows. And there's going to be a lot of, I don't know if you want to say philosophy or metaphysical thought, but it all comes back to the practicalities of how we live on a conscious, evolving planet where everything is alive, everything is sentient, from energy to bugs to the universe, and how we need to start living on that. And it's not so much my idea, it's what I've been taught by the beings that I work with. So I will be sharing that with you. But I'm also back because the world isn't working. It isn't working as it is, and it's time to change it up. And we're all aware of all the reasons why, from the pandemic to social and political problems to simply getting along with our neighbors to wanting to be our best selves and trying to figure out what that means and how we get there and having fun while we're doing it and being serious and doing our jobs. But also, I want to talk about how we understand the world we live in from a body, mind, and spirit perspective. So that's why I call my show The Practical Intuitive, Body, Mind, Spirit for the Real World, because we're really down there in the trenches where we should be and as intuitives, as healers, because that's where we are physically and that's where the rest of the world is with us. But I'm also back because our mother asked me to take on a task. Our mother, our conscious evolving planet, and I call her our mother. I've talked a lot with her in the last year. She's come to me to talk to me, and I know a lot of other people are talking with her as well. But she's given me a task that I don't know how to do unless I make as big a noise as I can. Because the way I thought things were going to come down last year has changed. And so now I'm out there figuring out how I can do the best that I can in the world and how we can boost each other up by doing that. So that's part of it. So here today, let me tell you a little bit about today's show. Today's show, I'm going to talk about where we go from here, right? Because pretty obvious, the world is turned upside down. The question is, how did we get here? Where are we going? What does it have to do with our mother, our beloved conscious planet? And what does it mean for our daily lives? My work is always practical. Our conversations are necessary. We should be having them with each other, with ourselves, with our neighbors, with our plants, our trees or animals or cars or homes, every being out there. And we will inspire ourselves and we'll, you know, kind of satisfy the planet because, you know, the more different beings I talk with, the more they basically go, oh my gosh, humans just aren't listening. So we're going to start listening and we're going to start doing that together. Why? Because that's our job as humans. Our job to learn how to love ourselves, how to learn to love the planet around us. So here in general is what I'm going to talk about in my show, which will air the first and third Mondays at 12 noon Pacific time. And I understand it's going to re-air twice during the week. I have no idea what those times are. I'm just glad that I can pull it together enough to be here with you at this time live. But my goal, my passion really is to help everyone understand that intuition and healing, they're not gifts. When people say, oh, I've got this gift, they're delusional. Because intuition and healing, those are skills. They're not gifts. They're skills. They're part of us as not just humans, but as citizens of the planet. All beings on the planet have intuitive and healing skills. We, as humans, just haven't been paying attention. So, because intuition and healing are skills, I want to explore that with you, with, you know, thinking about it, what does that mean, and also with stories. Because in the last year and a half since I've been off the air, since I've been very quiet on the planet, I've had a lot of emails from people who have continued to listen to my radio show, my podcast. I don't even know what to call it, but here it is. They've listened to it and they've emailed me and with things like, wow, I never occurred to me I could talk with my house. And I get it because I was like that years ago because I'd forgotten what life was like when I was a kid, right? So I get that. And I get that we get confused and I get that we're human and we think different things. So we're going to explore that with stories. So that you have an idea of the things that you can do and you don't have to go through all the crawling through all the different things to get there. You know, I've already done all that hard work and you get the benefit of it by sharing here with me, with yourself, with your friends and neighbors. So because our intuition and healing abilities are skills, not gifts, and problem is two problems. We need to get practical with these skills, number one. And that's kind of tough because we have busy lives and we just are always busy. You know, I see people out in the street when I'm out with my dog and they've got their earphones in and they're listening to music or something. Nobody just stops to connect with the world around them. That has to stop. We need to get practical and you can do that. Get practical with your intuition and healing skills by just stopping the noise from your busy daily life and just listening to the world around us. But the second problem is we need to do this in a rapidly changing world. The pandemic, the social and political problems, our inability to have real conversations with people despite our differences. These are things that challenge us, not just as physical bodies, but as consciousness, as living complete lives, body, mind, and spirit. And they get in the way, these problems get in the way of the one true thing that we have all been called to do. One thing, when people say to me, I don't know what my job is, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. We all are supposed to do one thing. Sounds really simple. We're supposed to learn to love ourselves. We're supposed to find our way to love. That means you, that means me, that means all of us. That means people you don't like or get along with. I make a joke about that. You know, I had this like massive invasion of tiny, creepy spiders. Okay. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then I stopped and said, okay, I love all life. I'd like for some of it to be on another planet. So I guess you can say I admit to being human with all those frailties. But we need to find our way to love. And I know that sounds silly, and years ago I just rolled my eyes, but I had to learn. And again, I had to learn the hard way. And so let's do it together and figure that out. So we're going to do that while we're also talking about other things on my show. Animal communication, the human-animal bond, which is very dear to my heart and I know to a lot of you. Living with our animals as family members, what does that mean? What does that mean as an animal communicator? I work from adoption. I help people find them if they're reincarnated. I help them say goodbye. I deal with personality issues. I deal with all kinds of things. But that's central to my life. I live here with two animals. I'll talk about that in a bit. But there's that. There's my intuition, business, personal and business intuition. So I work with individuals, and we'll be talking about this on the show. What kind of issues do we explore as individuals? What kind of issues does a business explore? Does a corporation explore? You know, I will look at products with corporations. Like, what does it look like 3 months from now? What does it look like 6 months? This one looks better than that, and here's why. But that's all part of our daily lives as well. I'm a medium. I work with my dad. We talk with the dead. I work with crystals, and we'll talk about my crystal partner in a moment. I do past life and between life regression. What does that mean? You know, how do we explore previous lifetimes? And oh my gosh, if you're doing that just on your own with a recording, something you can read in a book that you record and listen to. I'm going to have a small recording up on my website shortly that you can listen to and take yourself into a quick little past life regression. But when you do that, when you realize all the experiences your soul has had throughout many, many lifetimes, it makes your life now easier and better because you can see the continuation and you can see that you are worthy of loving yourself and of being loved. And that means everything. And we'll talk about energy healing and spiritual awakening and soul clearing and what energy is and why it's sentient and what that means. So all of these things, what earth changes are, does the multiverse exist? Yes, it does. And yes, they do. I've been having a great time laughing at all of the news about what is our United States government going to reveal about UFOs. Well, nothing, because they don't know anything, right? Some of us do, but they don't, right? So we're going to cover these things plus stories on my show. But today, I'm talking a lot, getting into it, but I'd also like to introduce you to my partner, Fallon. Fallon is my business partner. He is currently in the shape of a crystal ball, which means, yes, he is a crystal. Fallon, the Citrine Lemurian Quartz. His choice of name's not mine. I wouldn't dare try to name anybody in my family. It just doesn't work. And we'll talk about that, naming your family members. So Fallon and I have been together through many lifetimes. We came back together in this lifetime in 2009. I met him at a workshop, and it was the only time he'd been out in public after being carved in a crystal ball, because nobody anywhere in the world would buy him in his original form, because he's a very unique energy, as I well know, because I've known him for many lifetimes. So there he was at a crystal workshop. And the person leading the workshop said, oh, anybody who want to sit with a crystal ball, just take turns. And I'm like, oh my God, she brought a crystal ball to class. At the minute I picked him up and held him, I realized this is my partner. This is the partner my spiritual team had been talking about for 2 months, telling me it was coming back to me, that, you know, I'd figured out how to get my many lifetimes back in order. And so Fallon is a very rare energy. He's the crystal skulls that you may be aware of are ancient computers. Fallon is something else again. He is a crystal. He's a being. He's not a being in a crystal. That's his soul. He's been around for a long time, so he can remember things, and is an extremely powerful energy. So consider tuning in to him on this show and all other shows. The way your intuition works most strongly, which means you may feel his energy, you may see him. Some people see him as a gold man. He is a masculine energy. Or see just gold energy or gold light. You may feel his energy. You may hear him chat with you. He has a very dry sense of humor. Or just accept that you're a clairknowing person. Things just come to you, know them, and just know that you're connected with him in this hour. And really, he's amazing. I always tease him because people will email me and say, "Hell, I was looking at the picture of Fallon on your website, and a little while later, he was talking to me, and he was telling me this, and he was telling me that. Is that okay?" You know, what can I do about it, right? Of course it's okay. And then I always go to him, and I go, "Did you give that person my PayPal account?" You know, never does. But there you go. So for now, just take a deep breath. Breathe in straight to your gut. Settle in your chair. Please don't do this while you're driving. Settle in your chair, take a deep breath, and just relax. Just get yourself grounded and balanced. You know, feet on the floor if you can, and just breathe in and imagine you're breathing in connection to Fallon, however your intuition works most strongly. Hearing, seeing, feeling, knowing are all four, or one or two, three or four. And just feel that. And as you feel that, imagine that the world is really more fascinating than we know, and there's more going on than we know. But I do a lot of work with corporations, and I remember meeting some very conservative right-wing Republicans who nevertheless believed in what I was doing and actually could feel Fallon's energy. And I thought, oh my God, there's my own prejudices coming to light, because I didn't think someone with that mindset would connect with a crystal. And the truth is, we can all do it. So we're going to go for a quick break here. And when we come back, we will talk more about what's going on today in the world.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Andrea Bovee, licensed insurance agent at BoveeInsurance.com. Andrea specializes in affordable health insurance for Americans of all ages. Yes, affordable health insurance exists. It's called a defined benefit plan. It's a budget concept. That means you'll be able to see any doctor, access outpatient services, receive covered preventative services such as mammograms and colonoscopies, enjoy unlimited free virtual doctor visits, and be covered for urgent care, ER, and hospital visits. But there's more. During a free consultation, insurance agent Andrea Bovee can help you decide if you should add critical illness or accident coverage, so all your risks are covered when something serious occurs. All this while still delivering savings. Yes, the premiums can be much lower than those in the Affordable Care Act plans. Ready to check it out? Go to BoveeInsurance.com to book a free consultation with insurance agent Andrea Bovee. Andrea is based in Arizona, but she works by phone and webinar, so she can help you wherever you are in the United States. One more thing. If you're nearing your 65th birthday or you are already on Medicare, Andrea can assist you with Medicare health and drug plans. Andrea works with her clients to find the best healthcare products at the best prices. Ready to learn more? Contact Andrea Bovee at BoveeInsurance.com. That's B-O-V-E-Y Insurance.com.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz. And so let me tell you a little bit about myself because, you know, I want you to know me a little bit so that you can decide whether you believe what I have to say or not, whether you want to continue to listen to my show or not, and what it might mean for all of us because, you know, we're all in this together, right? This is my show. And my work are all about helping us learn to, yes, tap our intuitive and healing skills in a regular, practical, everyday way. Practical, ultimately practical. And also, you know, to live a full, satisfying life and to learn to do it as easily as possible. Life is tough, right? And life right now is especially tough, and I'm going to tell you about that. But I have worked as an intuitive, a spiritual consultant, and I say spiritual because it's just part of it, part of healing, part of looking at past lives, but a past life regression specialist. But I wasn't always who I am today. I was a corporate business executive for many years. I loved it. My goal was always to have a staff that could work their way up the ladder. You know, I wanted everybody, if they wanted to grow in their jobs, I was there to help them. But then I became disabled and I spent I've been disabled more years than not out of my lifetime. And, I know what pain and disability are. I know what losing everything is like. From your self-confidence to your finances to your home. I know all that because I lost everything. I lost my career. I lost everything. And yet I kept coming back to having a sense of humor to really when my dad came and asked me to be a medium, I'm like, what? And over time working with him as a medium, I learned that his real goal was to help me understand that I needed to love myself. And that's what we all need to learn. And believe me, I work with the stuck dead, the dead who have not yet made it to the afterlife. Why? Mostly because they haven't learned to love themselves, so they haven't had the self-confidence to move forward. And a lot of us are like that in our personal lives. And I tell you, I get tripped up all the time still. Because I was told for most of my life that I wasn't good enough because I was female. And I know that women even 5 years younger than me have a different experience from that. And yet we're still hearing it. You know, we're still hearing we're not good enough. We're not good enough because we're female, or we're not good enough because we're a different race or different religion or live in a different country. And that's all BS, because the truth of it is we're all souls, right? And the body that we've chosen right now is the one that we're growing our soul in this particular lifetime. But all those souls are equal and all those bodies and their jobs are equal. So there's that. But, you know, finding our way to love is really important. But just let me give you a quick other thing is that I live in Seattle, Washington. I live where I can see the ocean every day and extremely blessed with that. The ocean is to me the closest thing to our mother is being in salt water in the ocean. And if I have time today, I'll tell you about that. Not always as you think it's going to be. But I live currently with my reincarnated animal family. Oliver Alki is a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. He will be 6 years old on July 28th. A handful reincarnation from my previous Cavaliers. Just totally an amazing guy. And I'll tell you the story about him someday. And also with Karis, who is a Russian blue cat, reincarnation of my cat, Grace the Cat, who reincarnated because I was going to adopt a boy cat. And she was like, yeah, that's not going to happen. So reincarnation is as simple as somebody having their nostrils in a twit because you were adopting the wrong sex of a cat. Whatever. Anyway, so we live in a Salty Beach community. We have bald eagles here. We see whales out there occasionally, orcas and gray whales, osprey hunting for fish out in the water, gulls, of course, all kinds of ducks, foxes, possums, coyotes. And this spring, for reasons none of us can understand, bunnies everywhere, bunnies, right? But we have a sense of humor. We live here as, you know, it's as wild, I say it's as wild as you can get and still be near a grocery store because my priorities are straight. I live, I love, I play, I eat, I'm going to die, and then I'm going to come back and do it all over again. And so are you, right? So that's why we're in this together. So let me tell you about some more about why I'm back here today. And this is a tough conversation, so bear with me. I'm starting up my radio show again because the world isn't working. As I said, it's time to change it up, and I'm not doing scare tactics. I'm not repeating the obvious. It's looking at where we are and what we're going to do next. And we've all been suffering, especially in the last year and a half, but it's also given us an opportunity. And I'm not trying to make it sound glamorous or sound like we have to be Pollyanna all the time. I'm saying this is what we're facing, and it's time to shake it up. So I've largely been silent in the last year and a half because what's been happening out there is just, it's too much for all of us. But there's one thing that I do in the world that I really haven't talked about a lot. And that's why I'm back, because, you know, I work with the mother. I serve our mother, our planet. It was her choice. When she asked me to do what I'm going to be doing here, what I have been doing, that's like a really a lot to do. I don't know how I can do that. And she said to me, never underestimate the power of love to change the world. And I'm like, okay, then. I learned from my mother. And I found a reverence toward our planet that is even deeper than I've experienced before. So what happened? January 2020, saw a news report that the Chinese were building a pop-up hospital for hundreds of people suffering from, what the hell was it? A virus. That information should have stunned everyone, but nobody was paying attention. I tried talking to people. I tried telling people what was coming. I tried telling my own doctor. I didn't even have the word pandemic in my head at the time. All I could say was, there's an epidemic that's going to go worldwide, and it's going to be terrifying, and you need to do something about it. And nobody did. And they had all of these crazy ideas, and they're still spouting it. Oh, well, we didn't know that it was coming from Europe. Of course you knew. Have you heard of air travel? Of course you knew. Of course you knew. How could you not know? Do we really elect public officials that are that dumb? Think about it. So I couldn't get anybody to believe me, but it's not the first time. I haven't been able to get people to believe the things that I know because nobody has experience with people like me who know things. And that has to change. I envision a world moving forward where I can train people to talk with the planet, or to talk with a nuclear power plant, to talk with a hurricane, to talk with a volcano, to talk with a product, a drug. I've talked with a vaccine for this virus. I've talked with a goddamn virus, right? Okay, I can do that. I can train people to do that. That's my particular skill. Skills I don't have, I would be the world's worst mechanic. I couldn't check out groceries at the grocery store for anything. I can't believe how amazing the people are that can keep all those codes in their heads and keep the groceries moving. We all have particular talents. We all have work to do. This is mine. I'm sharing it with you. So when I looked at that pop-up hospital in China, like they're building a massive hospital in 10 days in China, what is going on? So I sat down and I talked to the virus. We knew it was a virus. They announced it was a virus at that time. I talked with it and I was horrified. I still can't believe it. And no one would listen. And that has to change. But all has to change. But that's one of the reasons why I came back to do what I'm doing. And it's a lot of work that I do that nobody pays me for. And what the heck, that's just the way it is, right? I can't do anything about that. That's just who I am. But when I started talking with a virus, I think the only way the world will change, the only way we can force the world to change, and I mean human thought, is by coming out in the open and talking about who we are and what we do. All of us, whatever we are, whatever we're doing, right? And even the wildfires on the west coast of the United States last year hit me pretty hard. I mean, we just didn't have the smoke here in Seattle. The area I grew up in Oregon burned down. Everything I knew as a kid is gone. Most of it. Not everything. Most of it. It's hard. But they needs to be people like me working with environmentalists, with forest managers, with the government, with all kinds of people so that, you know, we're rebuilding a world that's different than what we've lived in. We've got so many things that we can do, and we're aware of them now. I mean, even how we could use technology now that we weren't thinking of before January of last year. But let me tell you about this virus. It is sentient, like all things out there. It is evil. It is the most evil thing I have ever encountered. Maybe in all my lifetimes, but certainly in this one. And it is the only thing I have not been able to defeat. You can take that for whatever you want to take it as. It's smarter than we are, and it's more capable and determined than we are, and it's way ahead of us. Its goal, as it said to me, as it keeps saying, and as all the animals that I've talked with last year that were terrified, and people call me up like, why is my dog acting up like this? Because the dog can hear the virus, and the virus is saying, I am going to eat you. That is its goal. Its goal is to kill every human on the planet, then every animal, then every tree, and then everything right down to the planet herself, right? As our mother explained to me last year as she called out for help. I've been silent about this because I really didn't know what to say. And it's time for that to end. So let's be practical, right? Take that. Sit with that. I know it will ring true to you, but here's what will not. All those conspiracy theories you've heard, I'm not even going to put a name to them, but all those conspiracy theories that you've heard, especially if you lived in the United States last year, they're insane, they're unbalanced, and they're out there to mess you up, right? Because you're stronger and better than that. So here's what I need to tell you. You need to get vaccinated. Trust the vaccine. I've talked with it, and I had my intuitive class talk with it. Yes, you can talk with a vaccine just like you can talk with a virus. It's so excited, and it's ushering in a new era of medicine where they can perhaps use this new mRNA technology to advance medicine in a way to help crippling diseases. Now, I don't know about what bothers me, but I know people with Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis and rheumatoid arthritis. To think that that technology could tweak something that could cure it or alleviate it is amazing. But the fact that they created this amazing vaccine is wonderful. And if you do not get the vaccine, you're giving the virus exactly what it wants, continued domination of us. It is smart, it is evil, it is determined, and it had its life really well plotted, right? How do you kill as many people as you can? You sneak into the population. You spread when nobody knows you're there. You spread asymptomatically if you're a virus, and then you just start devouring, right? So as fast as we are at developing a vaccine, which was a miracle, the virus continues to mutate. And the only way right now, because I did think there was another solution coming last year, but now I'm thinking, well, okay, I do work dimensionally and I'm not sure where they are right now. Our only hope right now is the vaccine. So please get vaccinated. It's your civic responsibility. And no, you cannot say, oh, it's my body. No, we're well past that. And I am not a vaccine advocate. I hate vaccines. I won't take other vaccines myself. I won't let my kids be vaccinated beyond the few basics they had as babies. But I got this vaccine. I waited until March because I live alone with my animals and I wasn't out that much, and people who wanted to see their grandkids or were out and about in public needed to get it first. So please get vaccinated. Please be fully human and really tapping into your intuitive and healing skills. And we're about due for a break here, and then I'm going to come back and talk about something else, and it'll be fun, I promise. So hang in there.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Life is a flow, and enlightenment is simply harmonizing with the way life really is. Then you find that life is effortless, benevolent, and free of all suffering. Hey everyone, this is GP Walsh, and I want to invite you to my brand new radio show that's launching right here on Om Times Radio called The Flow of Enlightenment. I've been a spiritual teacher for decades, and my greatest pleasure is being able to share with you these deep and highly practical spiritual ideas. So join me in The Flow every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern and let yourself be transformed.
If I could be you,
and you could be me for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and I promised you I wouldn't be quite as heavy in the last part, so I was kind of being honest, but I want to tell you one more thing. It's really kind of interesting. So yeah, we're living in a really turned upside down world, right? And things are messed up, and I did not get COVID. I was sick for 6 months last year. I couldn't talk for three. And I know some of you are going, thank goodness, silence for 3 months. We never did figure out what it was. But it took me down for 6 months. But I didn't get COVID. I knew a lot of people who did. I know of people who died. I didn't personally know anyone who died. I have friends who have friends and family members who died. Some a lot. right? And but I was 13 months without hugging another person or being hugged. It's like solitary confinement. It was hard. It was hard. And I'm not saying it's worse than somebody being sick or dying from COVID. Of course it wasn't, but it was still hard. We've all had a hard time. Now they're talking about mental health treatment for people. I know a lot of people are going through marital difficulties right now, or loneliness, or you know, and here's the thing. We're all in it together, right? Remember that. It's our changing world, but think of it as post-traumatic stress that we're going through right now. Yeah, and you go like, okay, yeah, yeah, we all talk about that. And of course, we know that post-traumatic stress has been around forever. We think of it as a soldier thing, as a military thing involved in war, but I suffered through it after a horrific incident here in my own neighborhood, including panic attacks, which took a while to get past. But considering what we're going through right now, there's a psychologist who's talking about post-traumatic stress disorder in terms, different terms. He's calling it post-traumatic growth. Psychologist's name is Richard Tedeschi. My apologies if I'm not pronouncing his name correctly. It's spelled T-E-D-E-S-C-H-I. He's talking about, you know, what we've learned and what we've experienced in the last year as being a growth concept. Now, you're like, oh, yeah, we're going to find something positive from the virus. Well, yeah, really, in some ways. I mean, look at, we never used technology like we could now. I'm doing all of my work online now, even house clearings. I don't, because it means I don't have to vacuum so much when people come, right? But it's also just really more convenient. And most of my, good portion of my client base is worldwide anyway. But post-traumatic growth, I want to take the concept deeper because he's talking about it as, you know, what we're going to do and how we're going to grow and expand from what we've been through in the last year. And I'm calling it the positive changes that occur in our lives in the world after we've struggled with trauma and decided that we can either wallow in it or work our way through to a new healthy way of living in the world. That's what we're going to do together here on the show and in our daily lives. Work our way through to a healthy new way of living in the world. Because we have to get better, and because our mother, our conscious evolving planet, has asked us to. Right? And so what does post-traumatic growth look like to you? You know, one of the things you can think about is grief. You know, and again, I grieved in not being hugged by somebody in over a year, losing contact with a lot of people that I saw regularly, only, you know, seeing people sitting out in the freezing cold in the wintertime, having a cup of tea with your neighbor because that's all you could do. Right? But we have this opportunity, right, to look at how the world has suffered through the illness, through social unrest, through political unrest, looking at how we can create a more equal and caring world. And I want to take that even further, beyond human race, beyond human religion, beyond human disagreements over politics, to relating to the planet, to relating to all things as equals, to resetting our lives to working toward love. And yeah, it sounds, oh, schmaltzy, if you will. It is anything but that. Choosing to work toward love is the hardest thing you're going to do, right? It's really, really tough. It means you have to be humble. It means you have to dig down and work hard. It means you're going to be tired and frustrated. It means you're going to laugh a lot. It means you're really going to live in a way that maybe you haven't before. And I can promise you it's worth it. You know, it's worth it because we're growing and continuing to grow. Every lifetime, that's what our souls are doing. Continuing to grow, resetting our way to love. So You know, and again, I mentioned the planetary connection. The words I made up, planetary connection. The mindset I did not. I learned from sitting down and listening respectfully and really with much interest and excitement to what the world around me had to say, whether it was a volcano, a hurricane. Earthquakes, they don't really talk so much. They just sort of let you know that they're coming, which isn't always the most exciting thing or pleasant thing to know. But what a tree thinks or what your house thinks. Your house is alive, right? And I can't tell you how many emails I got from people in the last year saying, oh, I didn't know. After listening to your show, I didn't know I could literally communicate and talk with my house. Yeah, you can. Or your business. You know, ask your business what's working and what isn't working. I'm going to share all those kinds of stories with you coming up. But keep in mind, this mindset, we are not guardians and caretakers of the planet. We are equals with the planet. We are equals with our animals, with our desks, with our cars, with our computers. My computer calls herself Your Majesty. Every morning I get up and I turn her on and I go, I'm like, good morning, Your Majesty. And she's like, good morning. It's hilarious. Once you just relax and communicate with the world around you, however your intuition works most strongly, you're not only going to be awed and have fun, but you're going to be more relaxed and you're going to be better at whatever you're doing, whether it's learning to get along better with your family, yourself, or whatever's going on with your work. You get better because you realize you're never alone. Of course, you may want to be alone, but I mean, you're never alone. You're never abandoned. There's always something there. There's always another being, you know, would like to communicate with you. It's just that we don't know that we can do that, right? So planetary connection. Everything is sentient, starting with energy. Everything has a soul. Everything is conscious, alive, has a job to do. A responsibility to do that job, but free choice about whether it's going to do it or not. And opinions. And boy, when you open up to getting opinions from the world around you, your house, your business, your car, sometimes it can be very annoying, but it's also very funny and very deeply moving. So let me just share a story with you, because I promised I would share stories throughout this time, because the more emails I received in the last year and a half, the more I realized that I can talk till I'm blue in the face and you're bored. And I'm sorry, part of it's necessary because I need to explain how I came to understand these things. So I did all the work, so you don't have to. So you can write in and grow your personal life and your business life because you already have a foundation to build on. We didn't have that before. We had people counted on our ancestors, for example. Our ancestors were supposed to be the ones that told us how to connect with the world, or we're supposed to be indigenous, whatever that means. And you know what? Not true, because even our ancestors in whatever part of the world your ancestors came from, even they thought they were better, that they were humans that could do things, change energy, move energy, force it to do what they want. So we're going to talk about that in the coming weeks and what that means when you change your mindset. But let me share you a story. So I was making a sandwich one day. And don't make sandwiches very often. Don't even have lunch very often. I don't know why. I just don't. And so I was making a sandwich and I thought, wow, I could really use a pickle to go along with this. So opened up the refrigerator, got out this jar of pickles. And I looked at it and the jar looked really full. So I thought, okay, I need to get the little metal thing that you use to attach to the lid to open up the jar, because my hands don't work right and I can't open a brand new jar from the store. I need that little machine, or, you know, little whatever it is, the jar opener thing. So thought, okay, I'm going to open the pickle jar. So I get the little thing to put on the lid of the jar, and I'm reaching for the jar, and the pickle jar says to me, "I'm already open." And I stop. I'm like a little surprised, and I'm going like, "You're open already?" "Yes, I'm already open." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I put the little tool down. Sure enough, the jars, you know, I could turn it and open it up, and there were pickles missing. So I'd obviously eaten pickles out of there and forgotten. So I said, "Well, could I have some pickles, please?" And the pickle jar is like, "Yes, please eat my pickles." Okay, so I have to tell you this because this is absolutely hilarious story, and I laugh. I laugh every time I tell it. And I laugh because when I tell it, I mean, because the story is really cute and adorable, and because I didn't think to actually talk to the pickle jar. So, you know, we can all be surprised. But when relating this to my intuitive class on a Zoom call, they're all looking at me like, "What the heck is wrong with you?" And that's what I tried to teach them over a year of meetings is, yeah, everything's alive. I mean, we can have a conversation with everything. And when we do, the world gets bigger and more amazing and more fascinating than we ever imagined. Okay? So talk with your food. Talk with your pickle jar. You know, go to the grocery store and walk down the aisle and which one of you is mine? You know, people laugh because they say I douse for my food. But the truth is, I wasn't going to ask anybody to go grocery shopping for me in the last year. I'm just not going to put other people at risk. So, and besides, I have to choose my own food. So I go and I know, I mean, I just know now. I mean, it's, that's mine, but that isn't mine. So try it. Try going to the grocery store and like what food is there for you and what is not yours. And then eat it and find out how nourishing it is for you. So we're getting close to the end, but I'll tell you one more quick thing, and that's resetting. And that's what we're doing in the show, and that's what we are doing in our lives and in our countries now, right? We've got the vaccine going. We're not going to be back to normal anytime soon. People, the virus is going to spike again. Please be careful. Please be safe out there. Please don't be stupid and think it's over. It is not. Remember, this virus is alive and evil and determined to kill us all. So do what you can to protect yourself and your family. Therein lies the reset button, right? So I just is anxious to get out and get connected to the planet. And I'd been watching people swimming in the ocean out here for a long, long time. And I'm handicapped. And, you know, going in the ocean is not a simple thing. It's like there's current and rocks and things that live in the water that come up and check you out, like seals and stuff. But anyway, I decided to go in the ocean, and it was December. The air temperature was 42 and the ocean was 46 degrees Fahrenheit. Very cold. My neighbor went with me to spot. She said there's no way she was going to come in and rescue me, but she would witness. I don't know what she was going to witness, my drowning. Anyway, I wasn't about to drown. I did go in the wrong place. I stepped in a hole and fell in. So it was very silly looking. But when I was in the water and it was super cold and I was down there at eye level with the water, with the planet, with the mother, I was so happy, people. I was so excited. I was just absolutely the happiest I've been in so long, even as much as I love my kids. And then I realized I needed to hurry up and get out because I got in at a stupid place for me, and I was being pushed against the seawall, and I was getting so cold that I knew if I waited any longer, I couldn't hold on to the wall to pull myself out, and then it would be really embarrassing. So I get out, you know, and I'm laughing, and my friend, she was supposed to time me for 5 minutes. And I said, like, "How long did I go? Did I make it 5 minutes?" And she said, 59 seconds. People, they were the best 59 seconds of my life. because I wanted to do it and I could do it. And that's what our lives are all about, choosing fun, choosing connection, choosing to be connected to our mother, right? So I was telling that to a neighbor who's walking by with her son, and he's like in his 40s, so there you go. You get to be a son however old you are. And I told her, I said, she goes, how was it? And I said, it was the best 59 seconds of my life. And her son laughed and he held out his hand and he pushed his finger into the palm of his hand and he goes, that's called reset. He was right. It's a reset. It was like, boom, that's what I wanted to do. And it was my goal to swim 3 times a week with a Alki Beach crew here in West Seattle, where I live. And I have a severe injury right now. I don't even know how it happened, but I had to have a steroid shot last week. And going in the ocean is not going to happen this summer, which is crushingly disappointing to me. But I'll find some other way to continue the reset. So that's what I'd like you to take away from today, that we have a crisis on our hands. We know about all of the things that have happened that are wonky in the world, that are evil, like the virus. But we have a choice to defeat them. And we have a choice to love ourselves, to love the world around us. I'm not going to love the virus. Take that with you. Email me at my website, robynfritz.com. That's RobynFritz.com. And you could go on Amazon and find my most recent book, The Afterlife is a Party, What People and Animals Teach Us About Love, Reincarnation, and the Other Side. One of these days, I'm actually going to advertise it. Thank you for joining me. We'll see you back here